3 mornings with Joe and John. Again, a traffic note. This is the Atlantic City Expressway. We've got an accident. The westbound lanes just west of the Frank Farley Service Plaza. So if you're heading toward Philly, as soon as you pass the Service Plaza, keep to the left. The accident has blocked the two right lanes. Well, there are 3 lanes there, I think. So you got 1 lane to pass. So again, Atlantic City Expressway westbound just after the Service Plaza, an accident blocking the right 2 lanes. Keep left and you'll be okay. Welcome to a Friday morning. It is the 27th day of February. We're Joe and Jana. Today is Big Breakfast Day. It's also Strawberry Day. I know what they have Strawberry Day when it's strawberry season and we can have fresh strawberries instead of frozen ones. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are 3 things you need to know this morning. Atlantic City could be expanding outdoor dining. City Council has introduced an ordinance that would allow more businesses to serve patrons outside and open up the option to other areas. Outdoor dining has mainly been offered along the boardwalk or outside the casinos in the Marina District.
Vineland residents voiced opposition to a proposed AI data center this week's City Council meeting. One of the biggest worries is the recent amended site plan that shows an above-grounded liquefied natural gas tank and a bio-sludge storage for the 2.6 million square foot data center being built at Lincoln and Sheridan Avenues in an industrial zone.
Organizers say this year's Atlantic City St. Patrick's Day parade shaping up to be the biggest ever. The parade coming up quick. Woo! It'll actually be next Saturday on the Atlantic City Boardwalk starting at 1 p.m.
I heard it's going to be really nice that day, too. We're putting good vibes out now. And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny with a high of 49.
We're Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Protect Dolly Parton at all costs, okay? She's officially lending her name to East Tennessee Children's Hospital, so she's locking in her legacy of doing the absolute most good. The hospital has been caring for kids for 90 years. Now Dolly's support is helping take that mission even further between this literacy programs. I mean, basically funding everything that's left that's good in humanity. Dolly just stays winning, okay? I love her so much. Can you tell? Everything we know about Dolly's collaboration with the hospital. It's up now at catcountry1073.com. Darius Rucker, who is coming our way, by the way, in June, he admits once a song is out, he's done listening to it. Even Wagon Wheel doesn't make his personal playlist. He says he plays his music on repeat during recording until he's sick of it, which honestly, yeah, that feels relatable. Even funnier, his kids support him, but you likely won't hear him on their playlist either. Darius Rucker is revealing what it's like to listen to your own music on the Cat Country 107.3 app that Jana's fangirl.
Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana, where, well, AI, artificial intelligence, is everywhere. As a matter of fact, we might have been fired 6 months ago, and this is just the AI form of Joe and Jana.
Could you imagine? That's terrifying that it can be.
Much more funny than the real us.
Yeah. I mean, Well,
one boss has issued a decree to stop using AI for the people that work for him. In an address to the clergy of the Diocese of Rome, Pope Leo said priests should not be using AI for writing sermons.
You don't say.
He says delivering a true homily involves sharing faith, which AI cannot do. 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Happy Friday. We'll be doing some of our Friday stuff, including our little friend Phil will join us for strip club or daycare. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. It's time for your Cat Country joke of the morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. Tyler has sent us a joke for news today.
Tyler, thank you so much.
I must preface this morning's joke by saying this is the worst joke we've ever had in the history of joke of the morning.
Wow.
It is terrible.
Sorry, Tyler.
I think Tyler knows. Ladies and gentlemen, from Tyler, here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning.
I don't even know. What?
Last week, my girlfriend dumped me, so I stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back?
That is so mean.
I told you it was bad. I warned you.
That is so sad.
Cat Country 107.3. Situation this morning. We haven't had an update, but we think it's still active on the Atlantic City Expressway westbound. After the Farley Service Plaza, there was an accident a little more than an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
Right 2 lanes have been blocked. Just use caution in that area again if you're headed toward Philly on the Atlantic City Expressway. The accident just past the Farley Service Plaza, so stay left. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we going?
Sweden. A driver ended up spending a few days in jail for throwing a speed trap camera into some water. The 19-year-old had panicked when the camera caught him driving too fast on a coastal road. So He stopped his car, climbed up the pole, ripped the camera from its mounting, and tossed it into the ocean.
Wow.
We know this because the camera that he stole caught him on. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're going to see some melting today as we see temperatures near 50. We'll be in the 50s tomorrow, so there'll be a lot of melting. How about some cash in your pocket? A $500 gift card. We've got one for you. You can win on the Cat Country 107.3 app. There's a button right there in the middle that says Spring Into It. Hit the Spring Into It button, win a $500 gift card. Good morning. We're Joe, and you need to know this morning, Atlantic City could be expanding outdoor dining. City Council has introduced an ordinance that would allow more businesses to serve patrons outside and open up the option to other areas. Outdoor dining has mainly been offered along the boardwalk or outside the casinos in the Marina District.
Vineland residents voiced opposition to a proposed AI data center this week at this week's City Council meeting. One of the biggest worries is the recent amended site plan that shows an above-grounded liquefied natural gas tank and a bio-sludge storage for the 2.6 million square foot data center being built at Lincoln and Sheridan Avenues in an industrial zone.
Organizers say this year's Atlantic City St. Patrick's Day parade shaping up to be the biggest ever. The parade coming up quick.
Woo!
It'll actually be next Saturday on the Atlantic City Boardwalk starting at 1 p.m.
I heard it's going to be really nice that day, too. We're putting good vibes out now. And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny with a high of 49.
Today as temperatures approach 50 in South Jersey. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now. Happy birthday to Larry Kaplan of Egg Harbor Township. Helen Henry of EHT is 67. Eddie Silipina of Mays Landing is 47. Happy birthday to Victoria Caldwell of New Gretna. Victoria is 52. Michael Campo is 43 today. Michelle Rosen of Mays Landing celebrates. Janice from Tuckerton has a birthday. Happy birthday, Janice. Happy birthday to Jen Hartley of Mays Landing. Jen is 54. Jack Gerbery of Egg Harbor Township is 58. Happy birthday to Michelle Fairweather. She's 55 today. Chuck Mariner of KMA Courthouse is 63. And how about J.J. Esposito of Hamilton? J.J. is 17 today. Happy birthday, J.J. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Helen Henry of Egg Harbor Township. Helen is 67. 107.3, Mornings with Joe and John. A big shout-out to the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. She has helped a Long Island grandfather keep his personalized, customized license plate. The New York State Department of Motor Vehicles wanted to reject Seth Bykovsky's plate, even though he had it for several years, because they said it violated regulations against vanity plates. But the governor stepped in and said, we're okay with this.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Seth is a grandfather, and he disagreed with the DMV's assessment, stating that his plate was not offensive and merely a humorous reminder for parents and grandparents.
There you go.
His license plate, PB, the number 4, WEGO.
Wait.
PB before you go. PB before we go.
I mean, it's a good message for all, really.
They wanted to take it away, but the governor stepped in, and she assured him that he's going to be able to keep his plate. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Big shout-out to our friends in Wildwood. In Wildwood, some of the smartest people in the world. You know, here locally, places like Brigantine and Margate had their polar bear plunges earlier this year, and it was really cold.
Like, I don't know how they did it cold.
Well, tomorrow they're doing theirs in North Wildwood. It's actually called the Fallen Hero Plunge.
Love it.
They're doing it to raise money for families of fallen police officers and things like that. And they'll be doing their plunge in the ocean tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock. Temperature should be about 47 degrees.
So. Much better.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Let's welcome to the show this morning our friend.
Da 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 da. Da.
Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Wow.
Special. Yeah, you got a vibrato in there and everything.
Yeah, Miss Jana, I got two words for you, honey. Decaf. Wow.
Woo! I don't know what that
means. We have you here, Phil, because we're going to play our game called Strip Club or Daycare.
Strip Club or Daycare, yeah.
This is giving me a headache.
I'm on a roll today.
Today we're going to focus on a warm weather city, Tampa, Florida. At least it sounds warm, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, in theory, it's supposed to be warmer than here. Hopefully it is.
All of these establishments are in Tampa, Florida, and you guys need to identify if they are strip clubs or daycares. Phil, are you ready to play?
Sure, why not?
All right, number one, Mermaids.
Mermaids.
Strip club or daycare, Tampa, Florida, Mermaids. What do you think, Phil?
I'm going to... Wow.
I know.
It could go either way, right?
Right.
Thus, the game strip club or daycare.
Well, I'm just thinking of that bad joke with the fish store. But, yeah, no. strip club, Joseph.
It has to be strip club. It's a weird name for a daycare.
It is, in fact, a strip club.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're both right.
I send my kids to the Mermaid Daycare Center. No, thanks.
Not too bad.
No, thanks.
All right. Number two. My Little Giants.
That could go either way.
Strip club or daycare.
Well.
My Little Giants in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Go.
No comment, Joseph. Daycare.
Yeah, daycare.
You're both correct. All right, 2-2. You're both perfect.
Slaying.
Let's go to number three. It's in Tampa, Florida. It's called Bunnies. B-U-N-N-Y. Apostrophe S. Bunnies. Strip club or daycare? Bill?
All right, so if it's Y apostrophe S, her name is Bunny, so it's going to be a strip club, Joseph.
Okay.
Oh, because he said that just for funsies, I'm going to say daycare.
It is, in fact, a strip club. That means by a score of 3-2, Phil is today's big strip club or daycare winner. Phil, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Can we disconnect that cappuccino machine that in her office?
Take Tylenol or something.
I'm great. What do you
Holy
mean?
Holy moly.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. We got to correct something. A birthday. We missed the birthday. We made up the birthday. I messed up the birthday name. Emily Morton, 8 years old this weekend. Emily Morton. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana, coming up Sunday, the beginning of Taste Atlantic City. What is that? Used to be Atlantic City Restaurant Week, but they've extended it to a whole freaking month. The entire month of March, there's going to be lunch and dinner specials at over 60 area restaurants in Atlantic City and out. Some restaurant or some casino restaurants, some non-casino restaurants. We have the entire list of where you can take part in Taste Atlantic City right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Check Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and G to know this morning. Atlantic City could be expanding outdoor dining. City Council has introduced an ordinance that would allow more businesses to serve patrons outside and open up the option to other areas. Outdoor dining has mainly been offered along the boardwalk or outside the casinos in the Marina District.
Vineland residents voiced opposition to a proposed AI data center this week at this week's City Council meeting. One of the biggest worries is the recent amended site plan that shows an above-grounded liquefied natural gas tank and a bio-sludge storage for the 2.6 million square foot data center being built at Lincoln and Sheridan Avenues in an industrial zone.
Organizers say this year's Atlantic City St. Patrick's Day parade shaping up to be the biggest ever. The parade coming up quick.
Woo.
It'll actually be next Saturday on the Atlantic City Boardwalk starting at 1 p.m.
I heard it's going to be really nice that day, too. We're putting good vibes out now. And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny with a high of 49.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, a relationship is like a shark. It looks better on TV.
That's probably true.
Number two, whenever you're feeling low, just remember that maybe, like Punch the Monkey, there's a group of aliens somewhere out there rooting for you. Go,
like
Jana. Go, Jana. Number three, Mountain Dew is such a beautiful name for something that's two steps away from being classified as battery acid.
It basically is, and if you don't know, look it up. He's not wrong.
Number four, sending pictures of tall stuff to my friend who likes to climb things.
That's what my short friends say to me all the time.
Well, Joe and Jana, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Imagine your country is 90% frozen for three quarters of the year and losing in hockey to a country that has alligators in it.
Yeah.
These are the Olympics. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana has breaking news about South Jersey, well, Sweetwater, New Jersey, anyway. Sweetwater, New Jersey's most famous resident, former resident, maybe resident again?
50% resident, yes.
Okay.
Farmer Wants a Wife star Sydney Herrera. I have clocked this. I've been watching it since October. That is the last time that she and her farmer boyfriend, Mitch, from season two of Farmer Wants a Wife, posted together on social media.
Uh-oh.
I have been speculating for months. Joe Uh-oh. Knows this. She did finally confirm this week, Sydney Herrera, yes, and Farmer Mitch have unfortunately called it quits. There's no scandal here. That's the most important thing to clock. There's nothing crazy going on. They just realized that this wasn't working for them, so they took some time. Sydney actually came back to South Jersey to celebrate the holidays with her family, and then she decided after a couple weeks to move back to Nashville because she really likes it there. So now she's kind of a 50-50% resident of both places. But she says there's no beef between her and Mitch, and they both wish each other all the best and still have a lot of love for each other. So we obviously wish them both the absolute best. South Jersey's time in the Farmer Wants a Wife Son has officially come to an end.
All the details on the Cat Country 107.3. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. We'd like to help you out with a $500 prepaid gift card. That would work, right? You could buy groceries for 3 days, pay half of your heating bill. $500 gift card right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. There's a button there that says spring into it, because we're hoping spring comes soon. Hit that spring into it button and win $500.